Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Tarot International. The Tarot trainers are experts in helping you and your business to achieve, lead, and outclass in every situation. Learn more at tero.com.
Welcome to Insight on Business. Grateful that you're listening to us from wherever on the planet you happen to be. With me is Yoko Tanaka. Yoko Tanaka is the executive director of the Japan America Society of Iowa, and we are ringing a bell on a very cold December 31st, 2023, in honor of peace. Thank you so much for sitting down with me. I appreciate this.
You're welcome.
Tell us about what is going on.
So this is a Japanese tradition that everywhere in Japan that you will hear the bell ringing 108 times. It is coming from originally from the Buddhist belief that all the human being have many agonies, sadness, and struggle of 108 of those in every life. And by ringing the bell 108 times, we let go of those agonies so we can welcome the new year. Now, it sounds very religious, and we're not doing the ringing the bell in the religious purpose. We're here gathered, and we celebrate the year of 2023 and welcome the 24 with lots of hope. We do it this because this is culture, and it is not for the religious or any kind reasons. We are here smiling, talking to each other. It is the symbol of peace that we see.
Tell us a little bit about the relationship between Iowa and Japan. You're originally from Tokyo, yes?
Yes, I am from Tokyo. State of Iowa has a sister state in Japan, which is Yamanashi. So this bell is very, very deeply related to Yamanashi. When the typhoon hit Yamanashi Prefecture and devastated the hog industry, American friend who had befriended with the Yamanashi people who wanted to offer the help. So we shipped the hog and 100 bushel of corn. This was 1950, and ever since then, the two states became sister states. 30 years later, when Yamanashi was fully able to recover economically, they wanted to show Iowans appreciation, and then they built the bell, just like the temple bell. But when you go up closer, it is writing that says that people in Yamanashi present this with deep appreciation. So this is the symbol of a friendship as well.
So this relationship between Japan and Iowa goes back decades, and it's really telling that it's a peace bell for honoring farmers in Iowa and farmers in Japan.
Yes.
It really is a business story, isn't it?
Yes, that's all involved, the friendship. And at that time, the aircraft that shipped the hog and bushels of corn was the reserve people, military here in the state. And so all part of Iowa was involved in this transaction. And that just represented how generous people of Iowa's heart is. And we are very appreciative.
Yoko, when we talk about business, and we do that only on the Business News Hour, tell us a little bit about the industry in that part of the country. Is it a farming area? Is it much like Iowa?
Yes, the Yamanashi is the west of Tokyo, and it is not facing to the ocean. And the industry there, well, starting with this hog, hog industry is very big. Also, they raise grape and they make wine, and they make they have many craftsmanship. It is also known for pure water. So there are some industry that's related to who uses water, like fine medical instruments that they make, watches, sake, whiskey, anything that requires pure water, that they have the facility to do so.
What an interesting conversation. And we are surrounded by dozens of individuals who have come out here to help ring the bell. How in the world did folks find out about this event on the 31st day of December in 2023?
Right. Well, most of the people probably heard, saw the posting on the Facebook, but I think majority of people who are here heard from their friends. Friends who used to live in Japan, who had experienced this firsthand and had a deep impression, they talk and spread the word. And they spread the word, they post it on their site, and from there the word spreads. So this year particularly, I saw many people who are posting on their site, adding their own comments, and that gathered friends around here.
Yoko, tell us a little bit about what do you do with the Japan America Society for Iowa throughout the year. Are there cultural events? Are there things that you do to cement this positive relationship between Iowa and Japan?
Yes, we host events. We present the cultural presentation at schools, libraries, senior centers, places as such. And then we try to provide some language services, cultural understandings, help as needed. And basically, we always try to remind the community that our culture exists, and it is that we do things here, like we do origami, show the origami to children, or even to adults. We show furoshiki wrapping scarf that shows how to wrap things in a different shape. We share the skills and cultures of everyday with people, and by doing that, we are sharing the understanding. And we are deeply hoping that the people who understands one extra culture, that who would be open to many more cultures. So
that's so very important what you just said, is because as we're not insular, we are absolutely together in this world and need to have a better understanding of our cultures. World War II was a devastating thing for both countries. And it was just recently Pearl Harbor Day. And so we're reminded of that. But what a transition this is from that day to this day, the final day of 2023 on December 31st, that we're actually sitting down together ringing a peace bell.
Well, we can go back to the history, and we can finger point to different people and say, this was your fault and that was your fault, and you know, we don't like this and we don't look like that. Nothing comes out from that. Understanding the difference and the embrace each other's respect, that unites us and gives us strength. We do not have to love every aspect of different culture, but if you understand, there is respect. And that's what we would like to bring to the community.
Yoko, thank you so very much for sitting down with me. I know it's cold out here, and you're very generous with your time. So thank you very much.
Yeah, you are very welcome. Thank you. It was my pleasure to talk with you, and thank you for the opportunity to share what we believe.
What an interesting cultural story that was. Her name, once again, is Yoko Tanaka, and she is the executive director for the Japan America Society of Iowa. And yes, we will have links to their website up on the radio blog. It was very, very cold, and I got to tell you, after we had our conversation, I was out of there. She stayed around for 108 strokes of the giant bell, and that bell, by the way, sits at the Iowa Supreme Court area, right next to shattered glass. Interesting thing to witness. Well, that's a wrap for today's business news headlines. Thanks so very much for joining us, for all of us that put this together each and every day. Chap Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing, Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks and for Yoko Tanaka, my name's Michael Libby. Have yourself a great day, and welcome to a brand new year.